Space News 79. The difficult situation around Earth, and another rescue. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of May 9th, 2025. It may be advisable to watch Space News episodes 76, 77, and 78 before this one to better understand what I am talking about. In the first piece of news for today, as I was telling you in my last video, Ambassador As Ed Nidia gave the local Galactic Federation an ultimatum, demanding they order the Atorthan 5 ship fleet to move away from Earth's high orbit before the end of last week, as several star races present here see their presence as prelude to war because all their cultures have had very bad experiences with Atorthans in the past. The Antarian demands were backed up by the Irma and by us, the Tajitans, who also represent the entire M45 Alcyon Council here, but our demands were not met, as the local Galactic Federation simply did nothing, and the Atorthans are still there in Earth's high orbit with their 5 nefarious warships. The Antarians complied with their ultimatum, and last Tuesday morning, May 6, 2025, their 7th fleet arrived here in Earth's high orbit, and positioned themselves at around 400,000 kilometers altitude, well inside Earth's designated airspace. Antaria's 7th fleet consists of 24 last-generation large battleships, and they are here to counteract the perceived Atorthan threat and presence. Before the Antarian fleet's arrival, long-range Irma patrol starships in the vicinity of Orion report that no less than 50 Orion Federation starships are lining up and preparing to set sail, yet their destinations are not clear at this time, and up to now that I write these words, none of them have arrived in Earth's orbit, yet it is quite safe to assume that this is their destination. Right now, the Atorthans have 5 battleships orbiting Earth, and the Irma also have 5 of them, their flagship the Avian 1, and 4 Claw-class dreadnoughts, creating a standoff between those two. As the Orion Atorthans have an entire fleet ready to set sail, so do the Irma, who also have an undisclosed number of warships also ready to sail, right in their home planet orbiting the star Vega, at only 25 light-years from Earth, and for modern starship standards, that is like 10 minutes away, SIT, ship internal time. As the tensions have risen dramatically here in recent weeks, I had the bright idea of offering myself as a mediator between Antaria, the Irma, and the Atorthan detachment. Idea that King Rua later stated that I had precipitated myself because diplomacy with the wrinkled pancake-faced Atorthans would only be a maze of lies, false promises, and treachery. The Atorthans replied to my offering of being a mediator, stating that, quote, they are not interested in talking to an unprepared young girl who is being manipulated by a bunch of oversized flea-ridden cats. I am not being manipulated, I am one of those flea-ridden cats. My soul is, besides being Tajetan, of course. Besides calling each other names, this is the current situation in fewer words. There is a strong military standoff between two main forces here, the Atorthans with their Orion Council friends on one side, and the Irma Confederation on the other, with the Antarians in the middle with a very strong fleet, which they state is for peacekeeping, but they side with the Irma. And then us, the Tajitans, also in the thick of all of it, but still trying to solve things with diplomacy as we also represent the entire Alcyon Council, and with a moderate 9 starship fleet present here. And while all these very dangerous things are going on, the Galactic Federation does nothing and says nothing, which is also convenient for us as we have been able to continue with our rescue operations while they look the other way, and as I will mention further on, I know many of you, my viewers, ask themselves why the other star races of the Pleiades don't come here to help, or to be present with their ships, to increase diplomatic pressure, for example. The answer is that we have an agreement at the Alcyone Council, which is the organization that serves the interests of all the star races in the M45 Pleiades star cluster. Not all the races of the Pleiades are militarily strong, they rely on their friends for protection. And those who are strong, like the Engen or the Salations, are tasked by agreement that they will patrol the star cluster to avoid further invasions, and I must say that the Pleiades is a very big place. But perhaps the strongest reason why they do not come here is that we at the Alcyone Council know that it would only escalate the tensions here. They don't need to come, as the Irma alone can handle any situation, and then there is Antaria, which is also present here, and is perhaps the militarily strongest Humulirian star nation, and although they too are members of the Alcyone Council, the rest of the star nations who are members of that same organization do not intervene more for diplomatic reasons mostly. Escalating the tensions between both sides even more, Irma intelligence has detected the presence of Etorthans in Antarctica who are talking to shady secret society leaders from Earth there. Making this even worse for the Etorthans, the flea-ridden cats intercepted and decoded highly secret Etorthan messages and transmissions coming from Antarctica, and now the Irma have a large list of future agendas the Etorthan-controlled Cabal of Earth is planning to implement against the human population. The Irma shared their information with their allies, including us, but with some restrictions as they are keeping some bits of vital information as an ace in their sleeve, which they may later use to expose the Etorthans and their evil plans to other Galactic Federation star nations, for strategic reasons. As the Irma have expressed, it is very unlikely that the information they gathered from the Etorthans may be disinformation and only another of their tricks, based on the difficulty of getting such information and the very nature of it, which can be greatly corroborated by other means. We are still considering what information we can, and must, share with the public, also for strategic reasons, but the Irma have already sent a message to the Etorthans stating that they now know what they are up to, and that the game is over for them, yet the cats did not detail exactly what information they have. Even I do not know the full contents of what they intercepted. Yet, I do have a lot of information in my hands, but the consequences of sharing it must be carefully studied before I publish anything. It is known that when the plans of the Cabal are exposed, it looks like they cancel them, but in reality, they only change the dates they will apply them to the population of Earth, and they modify some of them so they cannot be easily detected and recognized. Even when exposed, their false banner events continue. They only change the where, the how, and to whom they will do them. An example of this is the so-called Agenda 10x2, and then 10x3, do the math, I cannot be direct here on YouTube, which looks like it is being abandoned, but rather it is being transformed into smaller, more manageable agendas, which are easier to hide and ultimately lead to the same results. Nevertheless, I am telling you this because the Irma already openly stated that we should give at least some, if not most, of their information to the people of Earth, also for strategic, anti-Etorthan and anti-Orion reasons. But they cannot give it all, as it is also heavily convenient that the Etorthans do not know what else we have and can be used against them. I will be giving you a list of the agendas the Irma have intercepted, and their probable dates in an upcoming video. Those are not predictions, they are only a list of plans which most certainly will be changed simply because they know we know what they are up to, and because I published them. Also please note that most of them are already widely known on Earth, and some even expected, so they may only be a corroboration of sorts, yet others may be entirely new, yet none of this means that they will necessarily happen at all. Exposing them will make them a lot more difficult to implement, yet, as I said above, the cabal tends to simply move things around to confuse us all. Moving on to something else, yet heavily connected to what is going on, we have been able to conduct another successful rescue operation only a few days after the first three, because we could use the confusion and the chaos that the new conflict between two Asian nations are causing in their region, as cover for our operations. I cannot say which here because of this platform's algorithm, but please look at your screen to see which two nations I am talking about. While they were busy hitting each other, our special forces managed to slip into the upper levels of the biggest dome in Asia, which is found under some of the Himalayan mountains. Using 8 attack dropships, we managed to storm 2 of their entrances simultaneously, and Tejetan Hashmalim special forces entered the upper levels of those installations, freeing 98 people, all of them under age. The operation was a total success. No one was hurt, non-lethal weapons were used successfully, but we lost a full-size drone, which we had to detonate so it would not fall into enemy hands, yet we used its zero-point reactor's explosion to collapse the dump's main magnetic train underground station hub, leaving it without transportation for some time. The rescued include 18 Tejetan young females who are now on board the starship Alcyone, and 80 others, mostly full humans, 75 females, and 5 male children, with an average age of 14, but some as young as 4 years old. The 80 non-Tejetans were taken to the Andromedan biosphere ship, Viera, as we did with the ones before, to be sorted out. Many of you have expressed your concerns about taking the children to the Viera. We also have good, reliable friends there. It is a very big place, and there are all sorts of people living in it. We cannot categorize everyone there as bad. The first batch of rescued people were treated very well there, and are still being treated as best as possible. Of the first batch of rescued girls, the few who remain in the Viera and who are members of pre-industrial Humanlyrian societies, and who have not yet been returned to their families, we cannot simply take them back to their places of origin before evaluating each case individually, yet our teams are hard at work with this. For example, 2 of the young girls, ages 5 and 7, who wish to be taken back to their mothers, will not be able to be returned, because we found out that they were taken from their families in the Earth reference year, 1812, that is 213 years ago, and their mother died over 150 years ago. These are the kinds of complications we are facing here, and that are caused by the use and abuse of faster-than-light starships, mostly from the secret space program of Earth, and their allies. Traveling with not enough knowledge about time, nor what they are doing, and also carelessly, causes time dilation time slips that are sometimes impossible to solve. We cannot simply jump back in time to give those children back, as it would create an alternative version of them, and it would cause a bigger mess, and most certainly more trauma to them. I would have to explain this in detail in another video, but my predecessors already have. Another problem we are facing with another little 9-year-old girl of the first rescued batch is that her society was destroyed shortly after she was taken. It was devastated by invading neighboring pre-industrial tribes on their home planet over a territorial dispute. So, even when she is in the same timeline as she was originally in, she cannot be taken back either. So she will be taken into a highly advanced interstellar society, as the others will as well. These problems must be solved as fast as possible to avoid further hurting those little girls. Our rescue operations will continue and are in progress, it is no longer a secret. The problem is that the cabal most surely are moving their captured people around, and taking them even deeper inside their vast network of underground bases. Yet, there are many levels to the takings. Most of them are on the surface, where we can move more effectively, and we are working in as many as we possibly can, regardless of the identity of the victims. And here is where I want to thank the sponsors of my channel, as you all have accelerated all these rescue maneuvers, as everything you do on Earth costs money. Countless people thank you more than you could ever imagine. We are hard at work on Earth, and off-planet as well. It is always a pleasure to write for you, my friends. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.